Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Friday Five, my weekly roundup of wonderful things that have captured my attention this last week or so in the world of well-being. And first, a very big thank you for all your lovely comments on social media following my trip to Scotland to settle one of my sons into uni. Yep, I finally managed to get him to eat his first bit of greenery north of the border for many weeks. A very nice pea and asparagus soup, actually, before taking him out to the local shops to kit out his student kitchen with all the necessities. And, well, by these, I mean things like vegetable steamers and a smoothie maker. Yeah, not just corkscrews and bottle openers. It was pretty good, actually. And, you know, he even admitted he was missing some of his home-cooked food, even the veg, having found himself arriving in the land of the deep-fried pizza slice. I kid you not. Oh, I was actually really quite depressed by seeing things like that, and really shocked also by the hugest packets of sweets and crisps and all of that stuff being sold at discounts with 2-for-1 offers and money off. And, you know, is it any wonder Scotland has one of the highest rates of obesity, diabetes and heart disease in the Western world? Sorry, I'm not going to get onto my soapbox about this, but really, the link between public health and public food promotion is a really important one. And the message that we need to better protect the NHS by reducing levels of obesity is one that just simply doesn't seem to be getting out there. Certainly not by judging the free Krispy Kreme deliveries to hospitals anyway. But enough of that. I shall leave that for another day and on to more positive things here for the week. And earlier this week, I was really pleased to do an IGTV, so that's Instagram TV and Facebook Live, with the nutritional therapist Claire Foss. Now, if you missed it, you can still see it on the Lizelle Wellbeing magazine channels on Instagram and Facebook, or you will, of course, find it on our YouTube channel, which I hope you are all subscribed to as well, because there's lots of good little film clips on there. So this was with Claire, and we were discussing probiotics in general and women's health in particular. And I have long been a fan of the probiotic species called Rhamnosus. And this is part of the Lactobacillus family. And I first started researching this particular good gut bug as part of my Good Gut Guide book research a number of years ago. And I think, speaking frankly here, as someone who was really suffering with cystitis and recurrent UTIs, I was especially intrigued to hear of its proven link for helping women's pelvic health and its impact on what is rather charmingly called our intimate flora. Well, I discovered the Optibac for Women probiotic supplement as part of my book research back then, and I have taken it regularly ever since, alongside vaginal estrogen, which is also especially helpful for pelvic health, vaginal dryness, bladder sensitivities, and more. But actually, before I launch off on one here, let's just stop and take a step back a moment. So let's talk about how to identify these different types of good gut bugs. Well, when we are talking about the different types of probiotics, it's worth knowing how to read the labels. So the first word is usually the genus or family of bacteria. In this case, it's Lactobacillus. Then comes the species, and here it would be Rhamnosus. And then lastly, they label the specific strain, and that's usually represented as a series of letters or numbers or letters and numbers to identify it. So it goes genus, species, strain. And that's really important because not all good gut bugs work in the same way and not all are clinically proven to affect certain health issues. Now, in this case, the strain of Rhamnosus to look out for supporting female intimate flora is GR1. And that is the one that is associated with urogenital health, whereas the Rhamnosus species, for example, LGG, is the strain primarily associated with immunity and digestive health. So if somebody says to you, take some Rhamnosus bacteria, you have to say, well, which strain? You know, am I looking for GR1 or LGG? Well, Claire and I discussed the Optibac for Women supplement in particular because this one contains Rhamnosus GR1 and they also combine it actually with another probiotic found to be beneficial in this area, and that is L. reuteri RC14. So that's RC14 being the strain. And the L in L. reuteri standing for Lactobacillus, obviously. So that's genus, species, strain. There you go. Very good, I think, to get to grips with all this labelling, as it can be key when looking for evidence-based help and support for specific ailments. And another reason that I'm such a fan of this particular supplement is that it has been scientifically proven to reach the vaginal area and complement our own intimate flora. Of course, we should still be eating a wide range of probiotic foods such as live yogurt and kefir, both of which we know are very high in the various species of beneficial Lactobacillus bacteria. But we don't always know the precise strain that's inside the foodstuff unless it says it on the label. And frankly, you're lucky if it says Lactobacillus, let alone the genus and far less the strain. Well, if you would like to try the For Women supplement, Optibac have given my audience a 20% discount on this particular product of theirs. You simply use, yes, you've guessed it, Liz Loves, all in capitals and all one word. At the checkout, you will find them at OptibacProbiotics.com. That's OptibacProbiotics.com. And their discount code, by the way, does only apply to their For Women product, and it's valid just for the month of October 2021. And that was arranged by my team here to mark Menopause Awareness Month. And that's really very topical, actually, because vaginal dryness and cystitis and recurrent UTIs are such incredibly common symptoms for women in their 40s, 50s and beyond. And I have to say, I'm a genuine fan of this stuff. This is not an ad. I shall be using my own Liz Loves discount code to bulk buy and stock up. Now, that all leads me nicely on to introduce my special guest here this week, none other than Dr. Louise Newson, who I have wanted to catch up with for a while now, because there's been just so much in the news recently about menopause in general, the power of hormones in female brains, rates of suicide amongst midlife women, and HRT, of course, in particular. So I am pleased to say that I managed to grab her for a few minutes in between seeing patients, and here she is to give us an update on menopause matters. So Louise, a very warm welcome back. It's always such a great pleasure to have the chance to chat to you. I know you are frantically busy and never more so with World Menopause Day looming, Menopause Awareness Month. Tell us how it is for you at the front of the coalface right now.
Yeah, it's busy, Liz, but I think actually in quite an exciting way because people seem to be listening. I seem to have been shouting to a brick wall most of the time over the last few years. But I think actually people are listening and taking note, and not just women who are listening, but other healthcare professionals, people in NHS England, people, policymakers, workplace people. I just feel it's been taken seriously. I don't know what you think.
Yeah, definitely. No, I think looking back over the last year, I think it's always interesting, isn't it, when you have a date in the calendar like World Menopause Day or Awareness Day, and you think, well, what were we doing this time last year? What were the things that were front of mind? Where were we? And so much has happened. I mean, we've launched the Menopause Charity. That was an amazing thing. That was it International Women's Day this year? I can't remember when we launched it.
Yes, it was just after the Divina programme, actually.
Right.
Channel 4 documentary. We had a sort of more of an official launch because obviously we announced the education for every GP practice in England and Wales.
That was amazing. So if anybody is unaware, I mean, obviously, hopefully everybody listening was aware of Divina's brilliant documentary, and then the charity, the menopause charity, gave, was it over £1 million worth of free NHS accredited training to every GP practice in the UK?
Yes, that's right. So we developed the education programme through a not-for-profit company that I have called Newson House Research and Education. And we initially were making the education programme £135 a year. And we decided to give one free to every GP practice, which is about 10,000. But then actually in September of this year, we decided to make it free for any healthcare professional in any country, because I just feel the more people that have the education, the less suffering for women. So that's what we're doing. So it's available for any healthcare professional from any specialty to download and learn from.
That is amazing. Louise, I did not know that.
Oh, didn't you? Yes.
No, that slipped by me. Wow, that is phenomenal. Well, this podcast does go far and wide. I know I have people listening in Australia and America and Canada and Africa and all over. So literally any healthcare professional can access this.
Yes, definitely. And so, I mean, you can put a link. There's a link on my website. Okay. It's really important because it's also important to know, as you know, that I don't work with any pharmaceutical company. I do no paid work with any companies. I don't endorse any products. This is all evidence-based learning platform. And we've got videos on there from consultations with different actresses pretending to be, have different scenarios. And there's also some lectures from some amazing people who are real leaders in their fields. And there's links to evidence throughout. So people can just link onto the right reference or guidelines, lots of patient resources. And there's a community section as well. So we just analysed the results, actually, of people that have done the practice, done the programme. And 98% said they would recommend it to their colleagues.
Brilliant.
Which is fantastic. And a lot of them, all, it was a big significant increase in the number of people who were confident in prescribing HRT, having done the course, which obviously is really good.
That is astonishing. So now pretty much, well, almost every GP surgery in the UK at least will have at least one person who is a bit more up to date in menopause care, would you say?
We're hoping so. We're trying to build a directory, actually, so we can see. But it's certainly there's, if there's someone in your practice, if you're listening, or wherever, your medical centre, where there isn't training, then it would be worth sharing the link and asking them to do it. Because it's really important, but it shouldn't just be put on one person. I think anybody that sees adult females should know about the menopause, and it's about awareness as well. Even if they don't instigate treatment, they know how to signpost them, because so many women are being missed or inappropriately investigated in hospitals as well, not just in primary care centres.
So that would work for practice nurses or clinicians working in hospitals as well. They could apply to do the course. And how long is it, just so that people know, how much time is it going to take?
So there's as little or as much as you want, really. There is certification after each course, so each section. So some people might just want to watch a lecture. Some people might want to watch all the consultations, and there are 14 consultations there. And they might want to listen to all the lectures, and we're constantly adding. And the community section is really useful. Lots of people every day actually post things about a patient that they've seen, and they want some extra advice. And so that's used a lot. And I actually was looking at the weekend, and now there are some people who have done the course who are then helping other people who are just new to the platform. So there is a real sort of sense of looking after each other there, which is really important.
Brilliant. Well, that's obviously within the whole medical community. I think if we move on and look at women themselves, obviously, was it this time last year that the Balance app was launched, which was the free app to help women access information?
Yeah, so it was officially launched in July last year, so about 15 months ago, and we've had over 320,000 downloads from women from more than 150 countries across the world. So very pleased to know that we're reaching so many people.
That is amazing. And that again is a free resource.
Yes, so we're keeping it free. I'm trying to keep everything we do on the app free for women, because women are disadvantaged, as you know, in so many ways. I really don't want them to be paying for something. But certainly all the functionality that's there is always going to be free. And what women are really enjoying, actually, is being able to download this health report where people can, where they monitor their periods if they're having them, but more importantly, their symptoms. So they do the menopause symptom questionnaire, and then they can download this health report, they can email it, or they can print it off for their consultation with their healthcare provider. And that's a really pivotal way of starting the conversation going at the beginning of a consultation.
Mm. You talked about some of the things that were being missed, and about it being really important to reach specializations within healthcare. I've seen some really concerning information recently regarding mental health. Mm. And, you know, moving on from anxiety and low mood and depression, which we know are such common symptoms of low levels of estrogen in the brain. I know there's been some really sad stories, hasn't there, recently, just exemplifying that.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yes, I mean, every day we see extra patients actually who are suicidal. And I had no idea when I did my psychiatric training many years ago now that any menopausal woman could become suicidal. I didn't realise the power of hormones in our brain. And we've talked before, and I know you've talked with Rebecca Lewis at length about the power of hormones in our female brains. But there is a peak in suicide rate in the early 50s, and the average age of the menopause is 51, as you know, Liz. And this isn't a coincidence, because we wouldn't see so many women. I saw a woman recently in my clinic who'd had both her ovaries removed, and she phoned her husband soon after her recovery from the operation in hospital and said, I don't know what's happened. Something's awful happening to me. I'm really, really scared. And she ended up trying to kill herself, actually, by banging her head against the wall. And she was admitted to psychiatric hospital for 3 months. And every day she keeps saying, it's my hormones. And they said, no, you've got bipolar, and gave her some really heavy duty drugs.
Oh my goodness, did nobody say you've just had your ovaries removed?
No, it wasn't really thought about. And her husband came for a review actually recently. So it's several months down the line now. She's on HRT and she's feeling, and she's looking incredible actually. But they were both talking about how horrendous it was, this phone call that she had to make to her husband and him going and visiting her. And you know, it's really, really hard when you're not listened to or not believed. And and then there was a case we've just learnt of. We're doing some work with one of the trusts, because there was a case of a 51-year-old lady who threw herself off a bridge and committed suicide. And she'd had 2 years of absolutely horrendous symptoms. And they started when she was 49, at the same time that her periods started to change. And she'd never been ill, never had a psychiatric illness before this time. And, you know, it's too much of a coincidence. But I can't say it definitely was related. But what I can say is that she asked for help and no one joined the dots. And so there's a real urgency, actually, for anyone in psychiatry to understand the menopause and be able to signpost women to the right treatment if they can't treat themselves.
Absolutely. I remember recording a podcast actually with Diane Danzy-Brink, who does so much, particularly in the work of psychiatry and hysterectomy and suddenly, you know, surgical menopause. And she spoke very frankly about it and said that she was literally seconds away from taking her own life. And it was only when she was able to replace the estrogen that had been lost that she was able to feel normal again. And now she counsels so many women. And, you know, I know from my own experience, thankfully not as extreme, but that awful feeling of flatness and joylessness and lack of any kind of emotional connection and, you know, could easily spiral. For me, I could easily have spiraled down into depression and more. I mean, it's really terrifying when you think about it. And people not to be aware that this is so common and can be so easily remedied.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people we speak to have this real sense of impending doom. And it's often really early in the morning. They wake up and just don't want to get out of bed. They feel catastrophic, actually, with thoughts in their brains. And they think it's because of life, because of work, now because of COVID.
Yes.
Don't really realize it's the power of hormones, and our hormones are often lower in the night, especially early hours of the morning. Of course, that's why we wake up in the night, that's why we get night sweats. And it's estrogen, but also testosterone can make a big difference into our brains as well.
Well, I mean, that's actually thinking about some of the highlights of this year. I know that there's been lots more chat about testosterone, and I've really enjoyed talking, more about that, you know, particularly with other trustees who are involved and other medics involved in the charity as well. And again, getting that awareness out that testosterone is not, you know, just associated with libido and sex drive, and it's not just a man's hormone, but actually we have a huge amount of testosterone, don't we, that keeps our brains sharp.
Yeah, so we actually, before our menopause, the amount of testosterone we produce is 3 or 4 times higher than the amount of estrogen. And it's an independent hormone, you know, like insulin is different to thyroxine, estrogen is different to testosterone. And, you know, a lot of women really miss it. It can really help with symptoms such as mood, energy, concentration, stamina. There is some evidence that it reduces risk of heart disease and osteoporosis and even dementia.
And there has been a lot about osteoporosis as well. I follow quite a lot on social media, on Instagram, and there have been a lot of people, again, being able to join the dots, haven't there, with osteoporosis, bone health, estrogen. Talk briefly about the connection, you know, how are hormones influencing our bones?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we go through the menopause, our hormone levels reduce, obviously, and they're really important for helping keep our bones strong. So our bones are full of cells that are very active. Some of these cells build bone and some of these cells break bone down. When the balance is wrong, such as when hormone levels reduce, there's an increase of the cells that break down bone. So our bones become thinner, they become more susceptible to breaking and therefore more susceptible to osteoporosis. So we know that women who are menopausal have a quite high risk of developing osteoporosis. And one of the things, as you know, about osteoporosis is you don't know you've got it until you have a fracture. Right. Now, we know if you look at the figures, once a woman has, or a man actually, has an osteoporotic hip fracture, actually, it's very serious. The risk of death is about 25% in the first year after a hip fracture.
Is it really?
That's so it's staggering. More serious than having a heart attack or having breast cancer, for example.
Wow.
Yet people think, it's only osteoporosis. It's just a bit of bone, something or other.
Wow. Why is osteoporosis causing risk of death?
Well, if you think sometimes it's people, once they have a fracture, they go to hospital, they might develop a chest infection, they might have complications of the surgery. Right. I mean, it might have been something like a stroke that actually led them to have the hip fracture in the first place. But mm-hmm. it's there's more frailty. And it's also yes. that there's more risk of other diseases at the same time as well. And mm-hmm. a lot of people, it's that loss of independence that they have as well. So they, you know, be tottering around at home, trip over the carpet, fall over, have a fracture, and then they can never be independent again. And, you know, that's a real shame.
Yeah, well, my goodness, it certainly is. And I have to say that, you know, looking at the last 12 months, it does feel that we've come a long way. I think it's still a very steep mountain to climb. What is your view, kind of, you know, if you were kind of doing a temperature check at the moment, what would your verdict be as to where we are and what we have left to do?
Well, there's a huge amount left to do, sadly. But I think... things are moving in the right direction. We have to be positive because we really want to make a change. And so education is improving for healthcare professionals, education for women, so they can be more aware of the choices and they can make the right choice. We've also, earlier this year, NICE, the National Institute of Health and Care Excellence, brought out the shared decision-making guidance, which I think are really pivotal for menopause care because it is about making a choice that's pertinent to yourself. I'm working as a NHS advisor for the National Menopause Programme, and these people are really high up. They're really committed to make a change and make a real difference. So I think the next few months are actually going to be really exciting for menopause care. And I really feel like not the end is in sight. I feel like it's the beginning is happening. And I feel like it's going to be a different journey for women. I think women are going to be listened to more. I think treatment options are going to be more available. I think body identical HRT is going to be more widely available on the NHS, might even be free on prescriptions. So, but a lot of it is a joint effort. It's not me, it's not you, it's not one single person. There's loads of people working, in the forefront, but also behind the scenes. And so it's great. I mean, I'm just really looking forward to seeing what next year is going to bring.
Yes, my goodness, when you think of how far it has come. I'd just like to finish on that note, actually. I think that's really interesting, this shared decision-making guidance that has come from NICE, because I think many people may not be aware of this. And this does cover all aspects of primary healthcare, doesn't it? And it doesn't it mean that we have a better conversation and relationship with our GPs, that the decisions that are made about our treatment are shared?
Yes, absolutely. So it's really important, and it's very clear on these decision-making guidance, that even if the healthcare professional isn't in agreement, but it's based on some evidence and the patient's wishes, then you can still go ahead with that treatment. And so this is really important when it comes to HRT, because there is still this diversity of opinion. And so at the end of the day, you need to look at the evidence. And we know, obviously, the evidence is clear for the majority of women, benefits outweigh any risks. But also, if there are risks and the woman is of a consenting mind and wants to take any of those risks, then she is allowed to still consider HRT. And that's really important, too.
Absolutely. We're allowed to take a risk and get behind the wheel of a car. So there are all sorts of risks. Unfortunately, life is not risk-free. And as we know, the risks are so very, very, very small when you look at all the great benefits. Really interesting. And I'm sure that many people in not just this area of menopause and HRT, but in general aspects of healthcare, will be going and looking up shared decision-making guidance when it comes to talking to your GP about all aspects of medical care. Very interesting and very empowering. That's what I love about you, Louise. It's always so positive.
Thanks.
It may not perhaps be as quick and as fast and as thorough as we would want, but it does seem that we are coming a long way together. And I'd just like to publicly give a huge vote of thanks to you and your amazing team and all the doctors and researchers and academics that you work with. I know it's tireless. And I know that you don't receive funding for what you do. You know, you don't take advertising or money from Big Pharma, which is so tempting for so many. And so a big thank you while I've got you here.
Thanks. Well, thanks for your support as well and your community. It's just amazing.
Well, onwards. Yeah, and I think, you know, I'm very fortunate to have connected with you early on. And as you know, and I think the majority of my listeners here, you know, we are midlife women around the globe, and it is about supporting each other and getting good evidence-based information out there that's impartial and well-balanced and well-judged. And we love you. Thank you. And of course, we can go and download the Balance app, can't we? And share that with our sisters around the globe, should we need to. Absolutely. To spread the word. Thank you. Oh, always so good to chat to Louise, and so very interesting, isn't it, to hear about the latest NICE guidelines for doctors on shared decision making with our GPs. A very useful line to quote, perhaps, if ever you get pushback on a form of treatment that you've investigated and would like to discuss trying, including, of course, HRT. And of course, as this is Menopause Awareness Month, we are even more vocal than ever on the topic over on lizarwellbeing.com, where I hope you have downloaded your free Menopause Awareness Monthly Planner. Well, it's a very simple calendar page with one-a-day links and activities to highlight a specific cause or concern, from the safety data of HRT for those with breast cancer, help for osteoporosis, bone density, anxiety, low mood, how to access testosterone, and so much more. In fact, actually, next week I will be joined by another favourite menopause medic, right here, Dr. Radhika Vora, as she shares an update on the important work going on right now to help more women have access to testosterone and how more women can reclaim this missing midlife hormone should they wish to do so. And that is coming up next week on my Friday Five. Well, that's just about it for now. Don't forget to check your inboxes for this week's Lizarre Wellbeing newsletter if you have signed up to receive this. Lots of good things to read up on and links to click to. I especially encourage you to take a listen to this week's longer form podcast episode of the Lizarre Wellbeing show. This was released earlier this week with Sarah Worley, who is the founder of The Key Clinic. Now, if you haven't already done so, do take a listen. It is absolutely riveting stuff, especially for anyone concerned with anxiety, OCD, eating disorders, dyslexia, ADD, ADHD, and more. It's a completely fascinating insight into the methods that her team use at the Key Clinic to get children and adults off conventional medication and fix the underlying causes of many of these neurological disorders. In fact, you know, it's so good, I am myself just off now to listen to it again. Before I go, though, a massive thank you to all those who've left so many five-star reviews for this little podcast. It's really so much appreciated. Every single one makes a difference. So very grateful thanks. And if you have yet to click those teeny tiny stars at the end of this episode, my team and I would so appreciate a weeny click from you. Well, thank you very much indeed. And I look forward to being back in your ear next week, whenever suits you best and wherever in the world you are. So until then, go well. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.